So we're doing the Mekor Chaim. We're in the rules of Brachot. We're up to the second chapter and the letter Gimel. Brachot, the rules of blessings. Nimtzu kol ha-brachot kulan shlosha minim. Turns out that there are three types of blessings in general when it comes to all blessings. Brachot anaya, blessings that revolve around our pleasure, our deriving enjoyment in this world. Brachot ha-mitzvot, blessings that focus on the mitzvot, the commandments we perform, ubirkot hodaya, and blessings of thanks. Shehen derech shevach v'hodaya v'bakasha, that they are the way of giving praise and giving thanks and requesting, kedei lizkor ha-borei v'leira mimenu, to remember the Creator and have awe of Him. Dalet. Kol ha-brachot kulan tzarich Hanaya is pleasure. It's like Hana'ah. Yeah, thanks. All the blessings one has to make audible to his ear. He has to hear that which he is saying. But if he didn't hear what he said, yatsa, he has fulfilled his obligation. Being that he did verbalize it. Once you mouth it, once you say it with your lips, even if you don't hear it, you're a yotze. But it must be said with the lips. Meaning people sometimes think, I thought the blessing, that's not good enough. You have to move your lips. You have to say it. And ideally, you should even hear it. Hey, asur lasot mnacha ba'odom varech. One is not allowed to do any work while he's making a blessing. People sometimes are wrapping their tefillin or drying their hands. When we make a blessing, we're not supposed to be busy doing something else.
In tefillin, lehaniach tefillin, we do it, or we should stop?
We have the tefillin in place. Yeah. We make the blessing lehaniach tefillin, and after we finish the blessing, we wrap. Vav, lo tisa Hashem Hashem lokecha lashav. One of the Ten Commandments is we're not allowed to take God's name in vain. Ba'torah lesor, the Torah came to prohibit. Shelo yisa adam al sfatav, that a person shouldn't place lift on his lips. Shema, Shema nichbad v'anora, God's honorable and awesome name lechinam for naught. V'ze shenikah b'lashon chachamim, that's what our sages call, motzi shem shemaim levatala, one who says God's name for naught, for nothing. Kichen ra'ui latet kavod lishmo, that's what's fitting, to give honor to God's name, v'anoseh oto lashav, and one who just mentions God's name for nothing, mechalelo, is desecrating it. We're supposed to honor God's name, and if you just say God, so you're desecrating it. What are you just saying God's name for nothing for? It has to be something holy. So this is going to bring us into the concept that we're not allowed to say a blessing for naught. That's where we're going to get to. But the introduction was, this is one of the Ten Commandments. We don't say God's name for nothing. So what we saw today was that the three types of blessings are mitzvot, hana'ah, and hoda'ah. Mitzvot, pleasure and thanks. All the blessings must be audible. The person has to hear what he's saying. One should not do work while he's making a blessing. We're not supposed to be busy doing something else. And that we're not allowed to say God's name for nothing. That's one of the Ten Commandments.